Hey, I'm Jazz, the founder of Let's Sleep, and over the last few years, I've helped hundreds of parents go from tired, overwhelmed, and all-consumed about their baby's sleep to well-rested and totally confident. With a career in midwifery, maternal and child health nursing, and now infant and child sleep consulting, I'm bringing you all my words of wisdom to this podcast. The Let's Sleep podcast is for parents wanting to be totally empowered navigating their little one's sleep from birth to 5 years of age. Honest and educational conversations to give you the tools you need to make sleep easy. Let's do this. If early morning waking is something that has been happening for your little one for some time, I have got just the thing for you. Our free download, The Ultimate Guide for Tired Parents to Ditch the Early Wake-Ups, is now available. In this free guide, we are covering an early morning waking checklist so that you can make sure you're doing all the right things to get a 7 a.m. wake-up happening ASAP. We go through sleep environment, a super simple checklist to ensure your little one's sleep space is set up to help them love a sleep in. We go through why babies actually wake early so that you can really confidently pinpoint the reason why your little one is waking so early so that you can enjoy sipping a cup of tea in bed in the morning. And we also go through, is early waking normal? How to distinguish between a habit of early waking and a normal occasional early wake. If you have been hanging for that morning coffee that is actually hot and you want to start your day on your own terms, then grab this free download. I will put the link in the show notes. Let's get into the episode. Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 11 of the Let's Sleep podcast. I can't believe that this is 11 weeks in a row that I have recorded and released a podcast. Super proud of myself for keeping consistent. And I've received so much lovely feedback from so many of you that you've been loving listening and you've been listening every week and really enjoying the content. So thank you so much. On today's episode, it is a new kind of episode. It is one that I'm really excited to be doing more of in the future. And that is a chat with a previous Let's Sleep client. Today I'm chatting with the lovely Brooke. Brooke finished up in the Let's Flourish program a few months ago with Eli. She joined the program with Eli when he was just a little newborn. He was about 9 or 10 weeks old. And today she's sharing her experience with us about how things went, why she joined the program, and she shares a bit about how Eli was catnapping. He was only settling on her for naps. He was waking really frequently overnight and how this led them to seek sleep help. She's talking about what led them to take the leap and join Let's Flourish and how Eli went from being a serial catnapper, a frequent night waker, to sleeping in his cot happily, taking a 2 hour plus nap and sleeping through overnight with just one or two feeds. Obviously, you know, all of these sleep changes are so incredible, but Brooke's also sharing how this has actually positively impacted their parenting journey, how it's increased their enjoyment of parenting, how it's led them to travel really confidently and not stress about Eli's sleep. And she's also got some awesome words of advice for any parents that are in a similar position. So I'm really excited to get into today's podcast episode. Let's get into it. Welcome to the podcast, Brooke. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
I was just saying, you look gorgeous. I'm sitting here in my activewear with the red face from going out for a jog.
I thought I might do myself up a little bit. I think usually in the videos when we were doing during the Let's Flourish program, I definitely didn't look as glamorous. So you can see me look nice for once.
It's pretty rare that I look dolled up any given week. So yeah, you look
mum life.
Absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
But yeah, thank you so much for joining today. This is actually a new type of podcast episode that I'm doing probably every third or fourth episode. We're going to be talking to a Let's Sleep family that has gone through the Let's Flourish program And it's really an awesome way just to share what you've been through. And I know that so many clients really resonate with the stories that they hear, you know, from other families. So yeah, really excited that you're the very first family that's joined for a chat.
That is very exciting.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I love it. I really like getting people on for a chat. So to kick off, just tell us a bit about yourself, who's in your family, where in the world you are. And just tell us who you are.
Great. So I'm Brooke. I have a little family of four. So there's my husband, Aaron. We have a dog called Miso. She's a little toy cavoodle. She's gorgeous. Oh. She's nearly three. And we have a little almost 8-month-year-old called Elias, but we call him Eli. He'll be 8 months on the 19th of December. And we live in the beautiful Mornington Peninsula in Victoria, Australia.
Yeah, right around the corner from me. I forgot that you live very on the close. Peninsula. I knew you were in
very,
Melbourne.
Very close.
Yeah, that's that's awesome.
I love it down here. It's beautiful.
It's not feeling very summery at the moment though.
No, it's very cold.
Yeah.
The weekend was nice though.
It was, yeah, it was very nice. I got sunburnt. awesome. So let's go back to the start. What was going on for you with Eli's sleep when you reached out and, you know, started looking around at options for how to get some help with his sleep?
I was trying to think back and I'm pretty sure it was about, I think he was maybe 10 or 11, between maybe 10 and 12 weeks old, I'd say, when I felt like I was kind of at my wit's end. And he was catnapping. It was 30 minutes almost to the dot. I could almost time it. And he would be the minute, the second the 30 minutes was up, he'd be awake. But it would not only, I think I was really frustrated because it would take me so long to get him to sleep. So I'd be sitting there rocking him for ages. And then I'd finally get him down and I was so focused on putting him down in his bassinet. And then, you know, I'd go sit down for half an hour and then he'd be up. We developed a bit of a feed to sleep association. And I understand that obviously it's not a bad association unless it doesn't work for you, but it became really unsustainable for us because I was sort of the only person that could put him to sleep. Even at bedtime, like my husband couldn't put him down, no one could put him down, he would just scream and squirm. And then if I was holding him, he'd sort of be headbutting me, wanting to feed. So I was breastfeeding at the time, still am. And what else? We were waking every 2 to 3 hours at night, I think sometimes even less. I can't even remember, it's a bit of a blur, but I just remember his sleep was not great.
Yeah. I remember when I was looking through your, when families join the Let's Flourish program, you know, you'd remember that you fill out some questions just to really get those tailored action steps so you can get started with the program. And yeah, all the things you just said in terms of the main issues were the things you wrote down and you can just remember them like the back of your, the back of your hand. And the thing that really resonated with me was the fact that it was taking you just as long to get him to sleep as what he was actually napping. So you'd spend 30 to 45 minutes trying to get him to go to sleep. And then he would sleep, you know, for about 30 minutes and then be awake again. So sort of like the effort that you had to put in to actually get that sleep and then, you know, not really get that much time to yourself to catch a break in between.
And I could tell it wasn't enough sleep as well because he'd be so grizzly when he'd wake up. And sometimes, you know, I try and save the nap, but I don't think I really realised that was something I could do. I sort of thought, okay, he's awake, you know, time to go play. But then he'd just be really grizzly for the next wake window. And I'd just struggle with that as well and not really know what to do. So, it was a bit of a mess.
Yeah. And tell me, how did you come across Let's Flourish and what made you feel like it was the right program for you? Because obviously there's so many different options out there for families. There's apps, there's books, there's, you know, residential sleep programs, there's day stays, there's heaps of different sleep consultants. You know, there's online options. You can get someone out to your house and it can feel really overwhelming knowing where to start. So how did you come across me and what made you actually, you know, want to choose Let's Flourish as your sleep support option?
Yeah. So it was actually through my husband's stepsister. she recommended you.
So many husbands and partners hear about it from other people. I love it when dads find me.
Yep. So she was following you, and I think from what I remember, we were having I think she came around one day and I was just saying how I was really struggling, and I think she saw, you know, his sleep and that he wasn't sleeping very well. It wasn't good quality sleep. And I just sort of was at the end point where I really needed some help. And so she suggested to follow you on Instagram. I remember back in the hospital when I first had him, I did one night when I was feeding him, I started following lots of people and lots of sleep specialists on Instagram. But I feel like yours really resonated with me because I liked that also you were a maternal child health nurse. So it was sort of that little bit extra expertise in, you know, the sleep and settling program, I guess, that you were offering. So I looked through your page and then saw that you were offering discovery calls. So I booked one of those. I'm pretty sure from what I remember I missed your first one. And then, because I think I was trying to put him down, and then I ended
That's right. And you were so apologetic. I was like, please don't apologize.
And then I went back onto your site and booked another one for like the next day. And then you called me and we had a bit of a chat and you suggested the Let's Flourish program. And it sounded really, really good. So as you mentioned, there's so many different things that is out there, which I think is amazing to support new mothers and first-time mums and, you know, even mums who have had babies before. But I really liked the sound of it because, it was ongoing support. It seemed like a bit of a community. I liked the fact that there were live Q&A sessions every week as well. That sounded really good. So, yeah, I remember I spoke to my husband that day and said, I think this will be really good for us. And then I'm pretty sure we same day access that day after I'd spoken to you a couple hours later, we started up. So it was pretty quick.
I remember you made that, you were ready, and you found out the information and you just made that decision. So it was clearly, the right time for you. That's awesome. And I know that a lot of families, I always ask, what made you, make that decision to book in with Let's Sleep. And often it is, it's really important to look at who are you going to be working with? What is their background? Do you resonate with their values? And, do you feel comfortable, having a chat with them? And that's why I always offer 15-minute discovery calls, because, you don't know what they're going to be like unless you have a chat to them or can actually, meet them in person. So, it's really good to hear. So what were your favorite parts of the program of Let's Flourish? So it was running for 4 weeks at the time when you joined. Obviously you had a bit longer because Eli was a newborn when you joined. So for anyone listening, the program is for 4 months through to 24 months. However, I do allow families with newborns into the program and give them extended access at no additional cost. And that's because I really want you to have that support, have the opportunity to ask questions. And there's actually a whole newborn hub in there. So there's some short videos and extra resources specifically for newborns. And then you can kind of get your head around the information and be ready to hit the ground running closer to 4 months with, more of a set routine and self-settling and all that kind of stuff. So what were your favorite parts of the program, Brooke? What did you like the most?
I did actually love that we had that little bit extra time. I suppose it kind of prepared me for what we were going to do and what to expect. I thought it was fantastic. It was nice seeing all the wins shared from other families. So I thought that was really nice, especially when we got to partake in as well. So for those who obviously aren't in the Let's Flourish program, you share your wins each week, or you can even do it each day if you'd like to. And it's something that's really nice, and everyone sort of comments on each other's wins and supports each other. So it's got that real community feeling of, families kind of all going through the same thing.
100%.
I really liked. I thought that was nice because it sort of really focused on the positives rather than, looking at the negatives, I guess, which is how I was feeling at the time. I was feeling quite negative. I really liked the guides. I thought they were really, there was a lot of information in them. They're quite comprehensive. They were really easy to read. Awesome. And, I still have access to them now on my computer, and I can look back if I need to to troubleshoot or anything. I really liked the Zoom calls as well. I thought they were great. They were
I remember you came pretty much almost every week. I think you only missed a couple, and that was when you started to have more sort of off routine days and you went traveling and it's I loved seeing your face each week.
It was fun. They were really laid back, and I don't know, it was nice to just listen to what other families were going through, and I guess you could resonate sometimes and think, oh, okay, it's not just me, you know, I'm not going through this alone. I did really, really enjoy them, and it was really good obviously having your expertise there to answer pretty much on the go whatever we were asking. And also in the video calls we were also sharing our wins and everything, which was really nice. And I like that you started off with that. You'd always say, okay, let's start with a win. What's happened this week that's been really good for you? And then you'd say, okay, well now let's focus on any questions. And I really thought that was quite valuable.
Yeah, awesome. And I think it is, you know, like I don't sugarcoat the process of making changes with sleep. It is upfront work, and it's an investment in your family's future. It does take a good, you know, month or so, just like forming any new routine, like, you know, starting a new gym program, it takes you a month or two to kind of really settle into that new pattern. And it's the same with sleep for parents and also for babies. You know, parents learn the information and implement the routine and settling method and everything. And that's how babies actually get the hang of it and learn those skills, because of the consistency from parents. So
that's true. You definitely, it was good. You didn't sugarcoat it, but you were still really like nice about, you know, what we were going through and what we had to do, and quite empathetic and all that. Was really good.
Yeah, awesome. I'm glad to hear that. And I think, you know, it is it's so important to start with the positives and the wins, because there is always going to be questions and some troubleshooting to go through, and maybe things that you want to work on, but focusing on where you've started and what you've actually achieved already really helps keep you motivated when you're moving forward. So I just love I love sharing all of those wins in the group. It's awesome. And so how did your experience of parenting change throughout the program and since finishing? How has it changed how you approach, you know, travel or approach the thought of going back to work and all that sort of stuff? How's it changed things? And also, you know, time to spend as a family.
It's definitely made me a lot more relaxed as a parent, I think. I think the minute I used to get very hung up on his sleep, and I would, you know, it would really, really stress me out. And I think the minute I sort of let it go and sort of stepped back a little bit, because, you know, as you always say to me, you can't force a child to sleep. You can only help encourage them. And I think that was really good advice. And I think the minute that I sort of realized that and took a step back, it made it a lot easier. I became a way better parent, a way better mother, a way better wife as well. You know, it left me so much less touched out by the end of the day. I used to just be so frustrated, curled up in a ball crying sometimes when my husband would come home, and I would get really frustrated and stressed. And I don't know, I just felt really good and confident, especially as you mentioned the off routine. Like, we went away to Hamilton Island, and we even went to a wedding which went quite late in Hamilton Island, and I don't think he had a single nap in his cot while we were there. He naps mainly in the golf buggy, in the car seat of the golf buggy.
I love that.
I have lots of photos of that.
You have to send me one. I had another family with their little one sleeping in a boat the other day, like wrapped up in a jacket. So cute.
Well, that's the thing, you know, they can, it is good obviously to have good restorative sleep in their cot or wherever they're sleeping, but I think it's also important to remember you can go off routine, and that's what I really learned from going in the program. So yeah, he slept in the golf buggy, in the pram, in the baby carrier. My husband, there's a video of him dancing with Eli in the baby carrier, asleep at the wedding at like 11 p.m. and it just made a really fun holiday. We had such a good time, and yay, I wasn't stressed at all about his sleep. I remember I messaged you afterwards saying, oh, you know, we've had an amazing time. His sleep was awesome. He slept on the plane. Like, it was just fantastic. It was really good.
I'm so happy for you. I talk about it a bit, but like travel used to really cause me a lot of anxiety. And I know, you know, you probably felt the same prior to actually trying some travel.
Yeah.
But when you have, you know, a baby that's in a really good routine and they can self-settle, they are so much more adaptable when you go off routine. I think we hear routine and you just think restriction, but it actually, routine sets you free. One of another client said that recently, and it's so true. Because they're well rested, they are more adaptable when you throw some off routine stuff at them.
We went to Palm Cove
recently and just had the best time, and we had lots of off routine days. And yeah, it doesn't.
And I think it's important too. Like you don't want to feel trapped. I think motherhood can be really, it can be really challenging at first and quite lonely. And I think it's really nice to be able to feel like I can get out and about. I went for a walk with a girlfriend yesterday and Eli slept in the pram and I didn't even think twice about it. I was like, okay, it's going to be nap time while we go to sleep. Yeah. And he did, and it was fine.
Yeah. So good. I think that's a big reason why I started Let's Flourish in the first place, so that parents had that connection. Because I definitely felt that loneliness in early sort of motherhood. And that program, you know, as much as it's for other parents, I love connecting with all the families in there and having that community and, you know, you guys being able to come on each week and have that Zoom call as a core part of your week where you know that it's part of your routine and you come along and have a chat about what's going on and just see other familiar faces. It's really nice.
It is nice. I do miss it.
Yeah, it's lovely. So what would be your words of advice to any parents that are experiencing similar issues that you were with Eli's sleep?
I think the biggest thing I can say is just don't be afraid to ask for help. So I don't know, I feel like we live in a bit of a society where everyone sort of puts, you know, I feel like motherhood's been quite, not glamorized, there's a word and I can't think of it right now, but it's been really, I feel like you can't
speak honestly about, I know what you
mean. Yeah. Yeah.
Like you have to kind of just put this glossy surface over everything. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Thank you. Exactly. Yeah. And I know what you mean. It's so important to talk about these things and to be able to say that you are struggling and that you do need help and that is okay. And, you know, at first I didn't feel like I could talk to people and you know, because I felt like, yeah, I couldn't say, oh, I'm struggling and this is really hard and because everyone else seems to be doing it and doing fine and why am I not? But I think it's important that you realise you can speak out, can ask for help and that you'll feel so much better once you do. I feel amazing. He's nearly 8 months and it's the last 4 months have been great. So,
yeah
I think I'm that's so my glad. Biggest thing. Ask for help.
Yeah. Yeah, awesome. Yeah. Oh, it's beautiful words to finish up on. And yeah, I hope that anyone listening that is going through sleep challenges, you know, feels comfortable to reach out for help, whether it's, you know, with me or, you know, a sleep school or another sleep consultant, whoever it is, there's help out there for you. And yeah, I hope you get the help you need if and when you're ready. So thank you so much for joining, Brooke. It was lovely to have
you.
Thank
you for having me. Nice to see you again.
Yeah, you too. And have a beautiful day.
You too. Thank you. Bye.
See ya.